This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hey, folks. Why were the police in Ferguson told not to stop the rampant looting on Friday night? Did you hear what I said? Why were the police in Ferguson told not to stop the criminals from looting? We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com and our brand new website, friends, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, it's a resource to give you the news that the state-run media will not give you. It's also there, folks, to give you the answers to the problem, to remove your feet from the miry clay, as David prayed, to put your feet upon the rocks of the Lord will, in your response, in obedience to him, to establish your goings. Check it out. We have been just knocking it out of the park. For where we're at, we've been up for 12 days. I believe we're averaging about 11,000 unique visits a day. So we really appreciate your response, friends. And again, it's 12 days old. We're going on day 13, and it's great content. I'm not saying that just because it's ours. Matter of fact, I'm not the one doing all the writing. We got several contributors to the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're not looking for people to fill it. We're looking for the right people to fill it because I want to exhort people and to edify people in the truth, law of the proud, grace to the humble. Again, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're on Facebook, Bradley Dean. On Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites. Again, my personal page is almost filled up, friends, almost time to shut it down. That is Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And our deeds by our love, 1 John 3:18. And, of course, when we talk about deeds, not words, of course, that was from George Washington, the first president of the United States. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I hand it over to you, Stephanie, again, as what I laid to your candor just a couple minutes ago, friends, during the intro, was why were the police in Ferguson, Missouri, told not to stop the rampant looting on Friday night? Now, how many times, friends, again, just to prove the point, I'm not speaking out of my head. I'm speaking from my heart. How many times have I told you, just read the Declaration of Independence again yesterday, how many times have I told you that there's nothing new under the sun? They're trying to create a police state, and the way that they do that is they promote chaos. Do you understand? Domestic insurrection. Deepak Chopra said this, all great changes are created by chaos. Listen again. All great changes are created by chaos. They're capitalizing, friends, on the situation that took place over in Ferguson. And the other question I have for you is, why are the police so militarized in Ferguson, Missouri? It's as if they know something is happening. It's almost as if they know that they're responsible in some way for inciting the violence and the looting, so on and so forth. And if that wasn't the case, then why are they standing down when they should stand up? Why are they not enforcing the laws to restrain men from sin? Isn't that the purpose of government, friends? No, it's going across the line, friends, from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, is when you see crime rampant the way it is, it shows you that those that have been placed as our representatives, either in the police or in the military or in government, whatever the case might be, just keep in mind it's an exemplification of the fact, it's an example that they are not doing their job. And if they're not doing their job, you, America, better stand up and do what they're not going to do, and you better replace them. End of story. Steph, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost talking about this very situation in Ferguson, Missouri. And we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes, but you first.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We've got lots of important, serious things to talk about today. But before we do, I wanted to lighten the load and give you some interesting facts about America. Some are serious, and some are just fun. They're facts that you might not know about the great country in which we live. Firstly, did you know that the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum gets 8.3 million visitors a year? Lots of people want to check out the Smithsonian, especially the Air and Space Museum. It's one of the great places that you can go. Now, Wyoming was actually the first place in the U.S. to allow women to hold office and to vote. American women actually only got the right to vote in 1920. Now, this is a fun fact. Did you know?
But wait a second. How's that working out for America? What is that evolving into? Women's rights. What's that evolving into? Feminism. And what's happening today is we're seeing them out of control. When we go back in time and we begin to go ahead and take a look at the timetables, and we look as to how the women were being liberated in this country, go ahead and take a look at the shift in this country, friends, and you tell me which direction it's taken.
Yeah, and of course, women should have the right to vote, but all this feminism, just leaving your household, leaving your children at a daycare for someone else to watch. And
it's encouraged.
Yeah, because you're liberated and you have your own job and your own life. Well, listen, one of the best things you can do, George Washington accredited all he was basically to his mother. He said, all that I am, I owe to her, basically, for how she had trained him up.
There's a good mom.
Yeah, the Bible says, train up your children in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. A woman's place is to be able to look after her children, and she should want to be there because they're her kids. Now, this is kind of a fun fact for all you Christmas lovers out there. Of course, it's not quite there yet, but it's coming up. Did you know that there are 182 places in the United States that actually have the word Christmas in their names? They range from towns such as Christmas, Arizona and Christmas Valley, Oregon, to islands like Christmas Island in Florida. That sounds kind of like an oxymoron. And even some lakes such as Christmas Lake in Washington. Here's another fact you might not know. Did you know that the Statue of Liberty in New York was actually a gift from France? And France gave it to America in 1884. Now, some of you may know this one, another interesting fact. The USA is actually the fattest country in the world, with one-third of adults being obese. It just goes to show you too much McDonald's going on in the United States. How about this? Atlanta International Airport is the world's busiest airport, which means that lots of folks are traveling through Atlanta, Georgia, going to their airport. Now, this is kind of a sad one, but it is true. Did you know that the United States does not have an official language? Small but significant measures have been made.
Or the land of immigrants, of course not.
But you know what?
Dogs.
English should be our official language, in my opinion.
Well, it's true.
People have made, you know, measures to try to establish, you know, English as the official language in many places, you know, in most states. But a federal law does not yet declare it as a national official language. We live in the United States of America, I think. English should be, in my opinion, our official language.
Yeah, I believe it is, and I could probably dig that up really quick.
And finally, did you know the original capital of the United States was not in Washington, D.C., but actually in Philadelphia? Washington, D.C. became the capital in 1790.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back with Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost talking about what's going on in Ferguson. Again, friends, the police were told to stand down during the looting on Friday. And why is the police in Ferguson militarized? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, be right back. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Just a side note really quick, friends. The official language status in the United States of America, it states, the United States does not have a national official language, but there is a group of people, a citizens action group, working to make English the official language of the United States. Of course. Of course. It makes us common, doesn't it? I would say so. Friends, over the last couple days, we can see what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri here. But on Friday night, the city of Ferguson, Missouri, was absolutely packed with militarized police. But when the looting started, they did nothing about it. In fact, news reports indicate that the police were lined up just blocks from where the looting was happening, but did not make any attempt to stop it. So let me go right to the news reports again from the state-run media, friends. Listen carefully. This is USA Today. During the night in Ferguson, Missouri, buildings burned, windows shattered, and chaos ensued as protesters stood in the street criticizing police. Officers threatened to arrest protesters who came near their trucks, yet authorities did not attempt to stop any looting as citizens moved to protect local business from sporadic thefts. Ah, that's interesting. That almost sounds purposed to me, friends. The local Fox affiliate in St. Louis, Missouri, said police presence is in question after St. Louis County and Missouri State Highway Patrol's officers left the scenes in Ferguson once looters began attacking businesses overnight. Here, I'll say that again. St. Louis County, Missouri State Highway Patrol and its officers left the scene in Ferguson once looters began attacking businesses overnight. Huh. Well, again, let's go to another Fox report. A reporter from the station tweeted that police cars were seen driving past some of the stores between looted and did not respond. It rained in Ferguson Friday night and protesters could be seen outside until 6 a.m. Two store owners standing outside their businesses holding guns told Fox News, by the way, they were not looted, to those that were bearing arms, friends. When they called 911, they were sent from one police agency to another and got no response. Sounds a little contrived, doesn't it, friends? One of the owners with a large black gun resting on his shoulder told the station that police were lined up for blocks from the looting and did not engage looters making off with large boxes from these stores. There's no police, he said. We trusted the police to keep it peaceful. They didn't do their job. Boyfriends, again, it sounds, I'm being facetious, of course, but I'm also being serious. This is purposed, friends. If it wasn't purposed, why are they militarizing their police? Why are they acting as if they knew what was going on? Did they incite it? Well, you know, when we go back and do a little history, can we see the brown shirts, what they were used for by a dictatorship? They were created to actually go out and create the problem so Adolf Hitler and the dictators, well, name them if you would like, can stand back and be the savior to mankind. But what you didn't know is they were the ones actually creating the chaos in the first place. I got my friend Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost wants to jump in real quick. Hey, Tim, how are you, my friend?
Hey, brother.
Hey, Ferguson, Missouri, what's your perspective? Because I'm looking at this stuff right now, and it just sounds all too familiar. When we go over history, we can see history again is repeating itself. But for the police departments, case in point, to stand down when they are knowingly, with their eyes, their bare naked eyes, seeing stores being looted by these police, they're willing to defend their trucks, but not the citizenship in which they swore. Well, they're called police officers, right? To protect. Here we are again. I mean, we're just inching towards a police state, and the American people don't understand how they're systematically implementing a police state for some reason. That's my perspective.
Yeah, well, I think that the American people have lost their own sense of being the protectors. You know, it used to be called that the police were there to protect and serve, and in many cases they are. I know in my area, in my neck of the woods, South Carolina, we've got some great police officers, some great sheriffs, deputies and such that are around here, wonderful people, and that I've encountered. And yet I know when you get into metropolitan areas and stuff like that, it seems like the more corruption takes place, the more this militarization, and now we're seeing it even in smaller towns. We're seeing some of the armored vehicles and things of this nature. So there have been reports that DHS is behind agent provocateurs in yep. Ferguson. I'm seeing, well, we had the report the other day where the Black Panthers leader was inciting violence in Ferguson, and then just, I think it was yesterday, we had a report this morning, where there's a report where he's actually working with the cops to subdue the protesters.
Yep.
The very ones that he says he's behind. And so, you know, I got to thinking about that. These guys are provocateurs. I don't think there's any other way to say it. And it really brought my mind back to what the Pharisees did with the people. You remember when Jesus rode into town on Palm Sunday, all of the people wanted to build him up. And they wanted to make him king. And by the end of the week, the Pharisees had stood. Excuse me, I got my little boy with it. But they stirred the people up against Christ to where they were calling for his death.
Yep.
And I think this is the same thing that we're seeing there. And this isn't just an issue of black or white. I've seen the photos of many of these protests. They're a mixed bunch. Sometimes the media gives you all of what appears to be a black community, and there's no doubt Ferguson is probably 2-1, a black versus white, and then some Asian and some other ethnicities are mixed in. But they're one community, and these people are out there, and like you said, instead of the police dealing with the lawbreakers, they're going and dealing with people who are simply out in the street protesting what they believe is an injustice. Now, that still remains to be seen. But you find the Black Panthers calling for the name of the officer to be given, which has been given, and calling for him to be fired and charged with murder and all this other. And of course, there's an investigation. But you know, you have to go through a judicial process. What we're talking about here is not the judicial process. We're talking about basically, I don't want to say staging because it is real. But there is a setting up of the people so that the government will somehow claim it's justified in bringing the hammer down on
them. That's right.
And I'm amazed at conservatives. some conservatives say this is justify these people are out of line. But then when you point out things like what you're just saying, the looting and the rioting, the law breaking, these guys aren't doing. I've had guys tell me they're given these tanks to protect them from Molotov cocktails and all these other things, and I've seen reports where they're shooting flashbangs in the street in the middle of the night, tear gas, rubber bullets at people who are unarmed. And yet, if the people were to fire back in defense, what would they be charged
with? That's exactly right. That's exactly what they're provoking, because once the people do respond, that's how they want to come in with the hammer down, because the state-run media is there to blow it up, and they're painting the picture the way they want the picture painted. And, again, when they come in as the savior to mankind, everybody's going to be shouting for joy when, in fact, the facts are missing from the whole situation. And I think it is staged, Tim. I mean, again, do a little homework on history. You'll see dictators. This is exactly what they did. They would lay it out, and then they'd come in and play the savior. And the people were foolish enough to believe that they were the savior, when, in fact, when they pulled the curtain back, they found out that they were actually the perpetrator.
Sure.
Nothing new. So,
yeah, and I think we've seen enough to know that that this is not coming from local authorities. This is coming from up in Washington.
Yeah,
I mean I don't doubt that for one minute that the Obama administration has its hands all in it.
Amen.
And a matter of fact, if I can give one quote, Obama had been quoted in the Chicago Tribune, and this is what he said: "While I understand the passions and the anger that arise over the death of Michael Brown, giving in to that anger by looting or carrying guns or even attacking the police only serves to raise tensions and stir chaos. It undermines rather than advances justice." Well, this is like the Sesame Street thing when you have, three things there and you say, which one does it go? Giving in to anger, carrying guns, attacking the
That's
police.
That's right.
Yep. Carrying
yep.
guns,
yep.
obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, and I want to note, too, that unsurprisingly, gun sales are going through the roof in Ferguson at the moment. In fact, guns and ammo are selling at a feverish pace around St. Louis as violent clashes continue between the protesters and the police nearby in Ferguson, Missouri. One gun owner said, basically, who owned a Metro shooting supply company, says people are coming in with fear in their eyes, and they're saying that they need something to protect their house. They're scared to death. So why don't we realize before things, we don't need riots to take place before we realize how armed we need to be. Prevention is better than cure. Don't wait till something happens to get prepared. Be prepared now.
But how many times, and Tim, I'm going to give you the last word. You got 30 seconds. Sure. Fill it with words. But here's the point. How many times do we need to see this administration behind playing the provocateur before we finally figure out that they are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There are businesses there that have demonstrated in Ferguson. They weren't rioted. They weren't looted because they were armed. And this is the thing, you made mention of people or the law. Well, the issue is people are the ones who protect themselves, too. That's why you need to be armed.
That's right.
And if you've got rioters and looters coming to your house, you be armed. You defend your home.
Got 4 seconds. Tim Brown, FreedomOutpost.com, FreedomOutpost.com. Thank you, my friend. We'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, thanks to Tim Brown over there at Freedom Outpost. Talking about Ferguson. Friends, now, just I want you to keep one thing in mind, and I want to jump topics because I want to keep this on a positive. Again, always showing you what the negative is, but bringing about the power to the people to right the wrongs. Is the fact that when you look at this administration, I need not say much on this topic, but how many times has this administration attacked the law-abiding? Over and over. If he's not over in Mexico blaming the American people for the crimes that he and his Department of Injustice have contrived, then he is, attacking us elsewhere through the IRS, or he's attacking to those, namely those that don't agree with his dangerous ideologies. And that's the history of the last 6 years of America. And the great wonder is why the American people have tolerated this. Stephanie said right during the break, George Washington and our forefathers would be ashamed. I said they would, namely the people that tolerate this criminal in the first place. And I want to say it again, a criminal he is. Nothing short of a criminal in every sense of the word, folks. Just looking up at the history of this man and who he is, I mean, there's nothing upright about him. There's nothing honest about him. The things that he can't change, well, that's written on the wall for everybody to read. He can't change who he is by the way he looks, the color of his skin, whatever the case might be. That's the only thing true about him, friends. Everything outside of that is completely untrue. Just found out yesterday that he's been using a Social Security number from a dead man. They name the name. They even give the Social Security number of federal judges saying, you're going to have to answer for this. Folks, all the way to his birth records, finding out to be completely fraudulent from Joe Arpaio out in Arizona, with professionals digging up the history on this man, friends. Again, there's nothing American about him. All the way from that to him entertaining America's sworn enemies from within. I just really don't understand what America is waiting for. Outside of the fact that their own demise is going to take place sooner or later, because incrementally we are losing our freedoms by tolerating this crime.
Yeah.
So anyways, your thoughts?
Yeah, and we don't have to be losing our freedom, but it's because of the apathy of the people and the fact that they sit back and do nothing. As you mentioned, I said our forefathers would be ashamed. Yeah, those that are not doing anything about the problem, and we're allowing this to take place by not standing and taking matters lawfully into our own hands as we the people. I'm just looking at this article here, you know, when you're talking about why were the police of Ferguson not, you know, told not to stop the rampant looting. Well, in this particular article, it said, today our society is becoming increasingly divided. A whole host of opinion polls and surveys shows that the anger and frustration in this country have reached an all-time high. I know, Bradley, you were mentioning last week on the radio that we're going to see a pushback in this country from the people.
There is. I mean, there's no question. They're building it. They're creating the frustration. But I believe that the kickback in what they're going to receive back from the American people is not what they're expecting.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe that. We've talked about it 100 times. People are at the point of enough is enough, and it's just not the direction people want to go anymore, because it's inundating the American people. It's overdoing. It's overkill is what it is. And so you can push people and you can oppress the people so long before they respond, and I believe they're going to respond.
Yeah.
And the great problem that this administration or any other tyrannical government has is that they're dealing with an armed people.
Yep.
That's why they are waging war against gun owners across this land 24/7 through mischievous ways. Let me say it this way. You're dealing with a snake. What do you expect, friends?
And when you see this kind of stuff going on, and as Tim pointed out, you know, and Obama was saying about, you know, having guns, carrying guns, and so on and so forth, when you see a situation like this taking place, it makes you want to own a gun. Just like we talked about this store owner here in St. Louis, he's saying people are coming in because they're scared. Well, we don't need to wait until, you know, like I said, the problem happens before we get armed. We need to prepare. We hope for the best. We also prepare and make sure that, first of all, these things wouldn't be coming to such a climactic, you know, heightened thing if people would make the choice to hold their leaders accountable, put their feet to the fire, and do something about the problems that they see. Because we don't keep our leaders in check, things like this are going to happen. They're going to continue to happen until we as the people stand up and say, enough is enough. We've had enough. And you need to make sure that, what are some things we can learn from this? Make sure that you and your family are protected. Think about it before it takes place rather than last minute, oh, we better do this and
that. Well, just keep in mind what happened in Ferguson, Missouri there. Ferguson, you can see that those that were not tampered with, namely the store owners that were not looted, they were standing out in front of their store. Just like in 1992, the LA riots, friends, the stores that were not looted, they were standing in front of their stores with shotguns, friends.
Right.
That's what the criminal does, right? So the way to ward off the criminal is to hold a gun back and say, no, oh, no, you don't. And rest assured, the criminal's going to turn and walk the other way. And that's exactly what we've seen both in the L.A. riots back in 92 and what's going on in Ferguson right now. But again, keep in mind, this criminal administration, along with this injustice department, are doing everything in their power to attempt, friends, let me say it again, to attempt to disarm the American people. Don't fall for it. Study your history. Let's jump gears real quick. Last week I talked about 13 resolutions to live by Jonathan Edwards, who was a great awakening preacher. And he's the one that was famous for the sermon. My mind is tipping a little bit right now, but let me go on this and I'll hit that sermon. It's just sinners in the hands of an angry God. That's what it is. And when you read that commentary, it's just like, okay, brother from another mother, different gospel than I ever heard before.
Different gospel, different nation.
But the power those men walked in.
Yep.
Okay, so being sensible, said Jonathan Edwards, that I'm unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake. Jonathan Edwards goes on, I will remember to read over these resolutions once a week. Listen to the specificity, the thought process he must have gone through in his life to come up with these resolutions is what I was pondering before I actually decided to air these. This is Jonathan Edwards 13 resolutions to live by. He said, resolved, I will do whatsoever I think to be most to the glory of God and my own good, profit and pleasure in the whole of my duration, his lifespan, without any consideration of the time, whether now or never so many myriads of ages hence. Resolved to do whatever I think to be my duty and most for the good and advantage of mankind in general. Resolved never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable way possibly and that I possibly can. Jonathan Edwards, 13 resolutions to live by. Resolved to live with all my might while I do live. Resolved never to do anything which I would be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. I love
that.
Let me say that again.
Yep.
Resolve never to do anything which I'd be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. And that's really how the generals of God thought.
Yeah.
And that's how they lived.
They knew they had to give an account.
They wanted to make sure that everything they did was in the countenance and the light of God's countenance because they walked in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. But we're talking about an aged man that has grown in grace. And look what he's going for. He's seeking perfection to please God. He's not looking for excuses to cover his excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome? He's looking for excuses not to have excuses.
Right.
And just think, when you run out of excuses, the only thing you have is answers. And that's exactly what he's talking about. Resolved. Never to do anything out of revenge. 13 resolutions to live by, Jonathan Edwards. Resolved. Never to speak evil of anyone so that it shall tend to his dishonor more or less upon no account except for some real good. Okay. Now, speaking evil, friends, is to slur your neighbor in a wrongful manner. It doesn't mean that if he's guilty of something that you don't actually deal with him and confront him for his sin. No, that's good. That is not evil. See, when we look in Scripture, we can see that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good, but we are carnal, sold under sin. So we need to make distinction between that which is holy, that which is just, that which is good, and offset that or contrast that with that which is evil. So we know that God's law, his moral law, is good. Everything Jesus Christ did was perfection. It was all good. There was nothing negative. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin, right? So in saying that, so when we're talking about evil here, never to speak evil of anyone, that means to just go ahead and badger someone without them knowing about it. Like,
right.
Like me going around talking about how, you know, this, that, and the other thing about the individual without going to the individual and confronting him for his sins.
That's right. And you're going to sell that into your own life if you start doing that with other people.
Love worketh no ill, Scripture tells us. That means we owe our brothers and our sisters the truth. Capiche? Follow? Savvy? Get it? Dig? Cool. Resolved to study the Scripture so steadily, constantly and frequently, that as I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same.
Wow, that's awesome.
He's growing in him in whom he has believed, friends.
Yep, growing grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Resolved never to count that a prayer, nor to let that pass as a prayer, not that as a petition, he said, of prayer, which is so made that I cannot hope that God will answer it. In other words, these generals of God were used to the Lord answering everything that they requested him of. Okay? He goes on. He said, nor that a confession which I cannot hope God will accept. In other words, he wants to make sure that his prayer life is lined up with God's perfect will in every sense of the word. Jonathan Edwards, 13 resolutions to live by. Resolved to ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein could I possibly in any respect have done better?
Wow.
My goodness, friends.
Perfecting that which concerned them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better. Not looking for the excuse again. This is real grace, friends. Resolved. Never to give over, nor in the least to slacken my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. We can see in Scripture, Paul fought against, he said, I do those things that I don't want to do, and the things that I don't want to do, I do do. But he never gave himself over to what the flesh wanted to do, friends, because he understood grace. And he knew that Jesus Christ was going to deliver him from his corruptions. And if you go over to Romans 7, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Resolved, after afflictions to inquire what I am the better for them, what good I have got by them, and what I might have got by them, he goes on, resolved, always to do that which I shall wish I had done when I seen others to do it. One more. Let there be something of benevolence in all that I speak. In other words, the purpose of what he does, the end aim, is because he loved. Let that be ours as well. Jonathan Edwards, 13 Resolutions to Live By. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new media web source. And check that out as well, friends. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you right on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, just want to let you know we appreciate our friends out in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Huh.
KCTA, 10:30 a.m. just picked this up. We want to tell you guys thank you very much. I believe you have 4 new affiliates this month, Chase. Good for you.
Good job,
Brother
Chase.
From another mother.
Can't complain about that.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, that's where Selena was from.
Selena.
The singer that was killed back in 1995. True story of her life. She was from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
KCTA, 10:30 a.m. Again, we appreciate you. Thank you for your trust. Speaking of which, we just got done talking about the 13 Resolutions to Live By Jonathan Edwards. The famous sermon was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Okay. And then before that, we were talking about what was going on in Ferguson, and I'd actually brought up Sheriff Joe Arpaio's name. Now, what's interesting, just to prove my point, this is brand new. Okay, I just got it 3 minutes ago. Bradley, our country is under attack, and Barack Obama is the aggressor.
Yep.
Okay, this is coming from a sheriff, friends. That's right. Our own president has overseen the release of thousands of illegal immigrants. Now, keep in mind, Joe Arpaio, he's actually the sheriff out of Arizona. Okay, so check this out. He says, hundreds of whom are convicted criminals are being released, even felons who are flooding into America on Barack Hussein Obama's approval. Okay? Every day you read the newspapers or turn on the news, there's something tragic happening, something Obama says is beyond our control. But I must tell you, the state of the United States, this is what he said, the state of the United States, Mexican border, is not beyond our control. In fact, it's one of the key places where the safety of our nation starts, and I'm working around the clock to take criminals off the streets. Every action Obama has taken since the border crisis, said Joe Arpaio, began has led to increase in the flood of men, women, children, and criminals. The icing on the cake, Obama's solution is holding events at the White House honoring young adults who came to this country illegally. He is rewarding criminals, friends. We are arresting them only to have the Obama administration release them the next day. And I even said criminals, felons, illegal felons. He is releasing in the thousands and hundreds of thousands into the streets of the United States of America.
I mean, you have to be blind or blatantly just stupid on purpose to not realize what's going on in America today. So what do we do at this point when we see these kind of things going on? Do we take a stand? Do we actually stand up and fight back lawfully against as we see today? Or do we just say, oh, that's just too bad. Glad I don't live in Arizona. Glad I don't live down by the border.
Yeah.
We just have
that'll be the new argument. Instead of us talking about a third world country, you'll hear the excuses of the American people now instead of talking about a third world country. Well, that's not happening in our country. You know what the new one's going to be? Well, it's a good thing we're not down by the southern border.
Yeah, what happens when those illegals, those criminals, work their way up to Minnesota and Wisconsin and to where you live if we don't do something about the problem? It reminds me of that, back in the day of Hitler when there was a man who said, well, listen, when, you know, these people came after this type of person, I didn't speak up because I wasn't that type of person. And then when they came after these kind of people, oh, I didn't speak up.
Yeah, demographics and groups of people.
Different groups of people and different, yeah, exactly. He said, well, when they went against these people, I didn't speak up neither. Finally, when they came after me, there was no one left to speak up for me. So it's not a matter of, as we talk about so many times, everyone's on this boat. If there's a hole, it's not like the right side's going to fall, but the left side's going to stay up and about.
You're talking about Niemoller, I believe his name was.
Yeah, Niemoller. Yeah. So when you look at this situation of we're all in this thing together, if we see a hole in the boat, it's not like one half the boat's going to survive while the other half sinks. We all are in this thing together and need to do something about the problems that we see together, not apart from each other.
Yeah, and that's the way to shut this down. Folks, I got this just this morning, and I want to get your take on it if I can get this to play for you really quick. And it was a YouTube that was released from a woman that was on the same college campus that Barack Hussein Obama was on. Classmate of Barack Hussein Obama in Hawaii recalls him as gay, cocaine smoking, and a dishonest hustler. I want you to listen to this.
His name was Barry Sotoro, and he always portrayed himself as a foreign student. And that didn't mean much to me then, but, you know, that's just what we knew about him. And he wasn't really close within my particular circle of friends. He was a little bit older than me, and he very much was within sort of the gay community, which there is a thriving, even back then, gay community in that area, particularly the Diamond Head area. And we knew Barry as just common knowledge that, you know, girls were never anything that he was ever interested in. And, you know, as a young teenager, you know, as a young girl, I mean, it was clear to me that Barry was strictly into men. Now, remember, this is the late 70s. This is before crack was invented, or if it was invented, we never saw it around. I never heard of it until the 80s. So this was... if you were going to do cocaine, it was like in the powder form, and it was very expensive. Well, here we are, a bunch of broke teenagers, and, you know, there, in other words, for somebody to brag that they have this cocaine was, you know, somewhat newsworthy within our little clique. And he would sort of, he probably was telling the truth. He would get with these older white gay men. And this is how we just pretty much had the impression that that's how he was procuring his cocaine. In other words, he was having sex with these older white guys, and that's how he was getting his cocaine to be able to freebase.
There sure is a whole lot of this going on, isn't there? A whole lot of this information has been coming out. And maybe this is why the great liberation of the homosexual radicals.
The first gay president?
Yeah, I mean, hey, will you help me attack the American people? So he goes to the radical homosexuals, only again to undermine them. But anyways, enough said. I think it's been a good hour.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that you can get frustrated about, but we have to realize there always is hope because we have Christ. And Christ is all in all, and he can change this thing. But he's got to work through obedient vessels. If we're willing and obedient, then we'll eat the good of land, as the Bible talks about. But we have a job to do. And for those of you that say, wow, I've just, every time you turn on the news, people are probably getting depressed and saying, oh my goodness, what about this and that? And they don't even want to acknowledge that it's even there. Listen, you can't, you know, put a blindfold on and shut the light off in the room and expect the problems to go away.
Hey,
it
listen,
ain't going to happen.
When he gets the state-run media calling him out for who he is, as a matter of fact, a statement just came out today and yesterday. But interestingly enough, New York Times reporter confronted Obama, with the lie of the year in front of everybody. And this is how it needs to go down. And they're also calling him the destroyer of the generation.
Yeah.
There's not been a greater destroyer. Now, friends, again, I'm not talking about a third world country. And I'm not talking about what's going on just on the southern border. I'm talking about you as a people. Again, friends, it's up to you because we know that the hope is found in what we do with the truth given.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, like you say, about dividing. I remember I just read this article about how, you know, the nation has never been more divided. I remember before I really...
Which I don't believe that, by the way. I believe he's uniting the righteous is what he's doing.
Uniting the righteous. But, you know, I remember before I even knew anything about Obama, and I thought, well, you know, he comes from these different backgrounds, and he's got his white mom and so on and so forth. I thought, well, you know, he could bring people together before I knew about him or his fruits. We can see easily the fruit of what he's doing. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to be a part of the solution. I want to be a part of the answer. Enough of the problems. What do we need to do? Well, one of the things you can do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the donate button. When you donate, it goes towards everything that we're doing to reach out to America to change this nation back to what it was before, the old paths. We don't need to try anything new. We need to go back to the old paths. Or you can scroll down a little further and become a son or daughter of liberty. You can do that in one of four easy steps. And basically when you do that, it means you support us on a monthly basis, everything that we're doing here financially, and it helps us, again, reach out to more people. For those of you that say, well, I'd like to get some good products out there in people's hands, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've got books, we've got T-shirts, we've got CDs, we've got DVDs, we've got comic books, so many different things that you can get out there in the hands of people to make a difference. Some of you might say, well, it's hard for me to talk to people I don't really know what to say. Then give them one of Bradley's books. Let them watch the My War documentary series. All you got to do is push play and let him do the talking, and you're doing something to change your community. And finally, for those of you that say, listen, I want to get the truth in my media. The sources that I get through the media, I don't trust them. I know that they're lying to us. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and maybe you've heard us talk about this on the radio, but you've never actually visited the website. Check it out. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're getting about 11,000 people on there a day, and we just started this 13 days ago, I believe, today. So it's giving you the hope. We want to make sure we leave you with the hope because we have our hope found in Christ.
Let me clarify this. New York Times reporter, Obama is the greatest enemy to press freedom in a generation. New York Times reporter James Risen says President Obama is an enemy of the press because he doesn't want you to know the truth because of his administration's unprecedented crackdown on whistleblowers and reporters. Now listen to this. At the very end, in Ferguson, Missouri, police there detained two reporters and allegedly harassed others, leading Obama to declare that police should not be bullying or arresting journalists who are just trying to do their jobs. It's hypocritical, Risen said. A lot of people still think he is some kind of a game or signal or spine. They don't want to believe that Obama wants to crack down on the press and whistleblowers. Now, why would he want to do that, friends? Because this criminal in the White House does not want you to have the facts. And by the way, that's why you have the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
HBS banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.